This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello and welcome to this Joy podcast series. This audio series has been made possible with the generous support of Lesbians Incorporated Australia through its community grant scheme, which has provided over $170,000 to a range of projects throughout Australia that target discrimination against lesbians and raise the profile of lesbians among the wider community. My name's Dee Mason and I'll be your host throughout this four-part series in which I speak to lesbian women who came out later in life. And if you're now asking yourself if you qualify as a later-in-life lesbian, we better give this some definition. Everybody I spoke to for this podcast series has a different take on what a later-in-life lesbian actually means. But we all agree on one thing. It's a woman that has a whole other life and sexual identity before coming out as lesbian. It is important to note right off the bat that Lesbians Inc. supports women who identify as women and are welcoming of folks who are male to female, trans and non-binary. They're inclusive of people who identify as lesbian, dyke, gay, bisexual, queer and asexual, acknowledging that we all may move between these groups. Had you already been using the gay Bergen joke?
Yes.
So you've been using that before you're a gay Bergen.
Yes. And that's the thing about comedy is you've always got to commit to the bit. And I thought, this is a great joke. How could I make it better? And I went, I know, I'll start being with women.
Part four in this four-part series on later in life lesbians is my chat with Gabe Hogan. Gabe has been a hot new up-and-coming comedian for the last 7 years. She's a two-time Raw Comedy State finalist and also a much-loved broadcaster on Joy 94.9.
Okay, my name is Gabe Hogan. I came out in 2016 at 36 years old, and I identify as a lesbian. My pronouns are she and her, but I'm not even sure about that anymore. What is real? I don't know.
It's all a fluid motion, I'm sure. What was your upbringing like in terms of your family structure, siblings, and whereabouts did you grow up?
Okay, so I am the youngest of three children. So my parents were together their whole lives until my father passed away, but they were joined at the hip, told each other everything, very close-knit family. Though my parents did move out on me when I was 17 because they said to me, you know how we expect you to move out when you're 18? And I said, yes. And they said, we don't think that's going to happen, so we've decided we're going to move out on you. And they did. So anyway, that's probably not relevant.
Siblings?
Yes, three. Older sister and older brother.
And did they move out on them as well?
Yeah.
So they left three kids in the house?
Well, they took me for the first year and then said, yeah, that's not going to work. So if you could go back to boarding school, we'll get on with our holiday. So then it was the three of us in the house alone.
Happy family, happy childhood. Whereabouts in Melbourne? Is this in Melbourne?
Yeah, eastern suburbs. Grew up on the same school that I went to primary school at, where my mother taught. It was a Catholic school, so it was a very close-knit community. And I didn't know there was another world outside of our little street of Carbine Street. It was all there, everything I knew.
So were you raised in the Catholic faith?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself a Catholic now?
No.
Do you think Catholicism or religion broadly influenced your views of sex and sexuality in your young life?
Yes and no. I never, if we're talking about the LGBTQI+ community, that wasn't really discussed with me so much, but definitely the idea of the nuclear family, growing up, getting married, having kids, that kind of stuff. So that was kind of normal, and anything that wasn't that wasn't really a part of my world. So I didn't really understand what was all out there.
You don't have to tell me about any physical sexual activity, but what was your first intimate relationship?
Okay, so my first intimate relationship was, I dated a boy for a while and we just kind of did a bit of kissing, but he was cheating on me and we weren't together for very long.
How old are we, 11?
Like 15 or 16.
Okay, so when's your first sort of serious relationship? I don't want to say intimate because it makes you sound like you want to talk about peeny, but you know, you considered yourself heterosexual?
Yes. I lost my virginity at 17. I didn't have a solid real boyfriend scenario relationship until I was probably about 20, and then I was with that guy for 16 years.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I hadn't had any kind of normal relationships until I got into a relationship for 16 years.
Wow. Did you live together?
Yeah.
And did you talk about marriage?
Yes. We stopped talking about marriage.
Right.
But certainly at the start, we expected that we'd have the normal trajectory of a relationship. So move in, get married, have kids, be miserable forever. I mean, that's what we expected.
So at 20, is he somebody you knew from your childhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd known him for a few years.
And Catholic?
No,
I feel like I'm obsessed with religion all of a sudden.
Yeah, he wasn't. His parents were both scientists and they had a logical explanation to how the world was made.
Skip forward. So that's your early sexual experience. We don't have to go through a whole lot of sexual conquests for Gabe Hogan because there's the one and you've been in a relationship. Now, in honesty, during that time, did you think that you – did you dabble in or think about homosexuality, lesbianism?
Yes, I did. I did kiss a girl when I was about 19, so maybe a year before I committed double down on the, no, I want to be with guys, but I was very drunk. I knew that I was into it, but still managed to close myself off from it.
Yeah.
Like I went home with my friend, we were just friends, and I'd given this girl my number and I cried because I knew that she wouldn't call me and nothing would happen.
Oh.
So, but then I just still closed the door again. I don't know
why. Did she ever call?
No, she never called.
Maybe she lost the number. Maybe she was the one. Do you remember who the first lesbian you were aware of is?
My cousin came out and I think I was about 10. I'm going to say 10.
And what did you think of her?
I was fascinated. I was hyper aware of every conversation around it. I remember my cousin telling me we were swinging outside on like the handrail of a ramp. So I remember so clearly finding out that she was a lesbian. And I remember conversations that I'd overheard with my mum and my sister and people discussing her. But I remember it all pretty clearly. Yeah. And there was definitely negative talk around it. It was seen as a bit of a joke or a phase or something to kind of snigger about, I guess.
How old was she when she came out?
She was probably about 18.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. She was quite young.
And did you talk with her about it directly?
Not at the time. Definitely not at the time. But in maybe the 5 years before I came out, I did. I talked to her about it a lot. And she had a really weird idea about it. She used to always say to me, oh, me and my partner, we don't hang around with other lesbians. We just don't fit in with that. We don't identify with those people and we don't want to be a part of that. And we've just got normal friends. And yeah, I remember.
She's like gay-hating gay.
Yes. And I just remember being blown away because I, at the time, had heaps of lesbian friends. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that just doesn't make sense to me. But she was, yeah, she was definitely hated it. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of internalized homophobia in the gay community, obviously. And maybe that was it.
Maybe. Yeah.
The year that you came out was 2016. So that is quite recently. And that is quite, you've lived a full life. You've been in a relationship for 16 years with a very handsome man, no doubt.
Sure.
Was it a questioning about your sexuality that led to the end of that relationship? Mm. Was there an overlap or did you think, I'm going to leave this guy because I'm questioning my sexuality?
I wish someone could tell me. I have spent so much time thinking about this, about why I made the decisions I made. Did I know? Did I ignore it intentionally? I still don't know. When I broke up with this guy of 16 years, I broke up because I knew the relationship was at a dead end and I knew it wasn't right. Did I know I was gay? I don't know. Did I fantasize about women? Yes. Did I still not know? I think so, but how could it? Like, I know I was deeply in love with a lady when I was like 17. But I broke up with him and went online to get in relationships with other guys.
Dudes, yeah.
Like, I don't know. But I broke up with him because I was definitely trying to fix a relationship for years and I couldn't make it work. I couldn't fix it. And I broke up because I knew that we would never get anywhere.
Mm.
But I don't know if I knew. I feel like I still thought I could make it work with another guy.
But at that age, you must be getting to the point where, had you discussed that you didn't want to have children?
Yes and no. We always kind of early on would say, not now, let's wait another year. I kind of wanted to have kids. Then I realized that I wasn't happy in the relationship and I wasn't happy for years, like 10 years. And then I started thinking, well, I don't want to bring up kids in a relationship that I'm not happy in. So then I was putting off kids because I didn't want to bring them up in an environment that I wasn't happy with.
Questioning your sexuality didn't come up in your conversations with him?
No.
So you broke up with him and then how did tell us about how you feel you came to lesbianism and then came out at the age of 36, I guess?
Yeah. I was going to a comedy show and I invited a girl that does comedy but was new to Australia. So I invited her. I said, I've got a plus one to this show. Do you want to come? I think you'll really enjoy it. And then she wrote, yes, it's a date. And I went, oh. And I freaked out because I was just like definitely doing it as friends. And then I freaked. So the next message to her was, hey, buddy. I literally wrote, hey, buddy. And then
Hang on, you write that to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I'm not into you, okay?
She buddied me. Yeah.
And then so we went to the show as friends still. And then I had a few drinks and then we just kind of were the only ones left. And a friend was leaving the bar because she had also been there. And she said, oh, do you want me to give you a lift home, Gabe? And I said, nah, it's okay. I'll just like, because I wanted to stay there with that girl. And she's like, are you sure I'll give you a lift home? I'm like, no, it's fine. I'll get my own way home. And she kept persisting and I basically pushed her out. Then I knew I was kind of into this girl, I guess. And then we just like hung around for like an hour, like just being really awkward.
Yeah.
And God, she's an ex and I don't really want to think about it too much. But then once I kissed her, I was like, yes, I'm definitely gay.
Mm.
And then I just wanted to tell everyone. We had a party at our house the next day and I invited her and I just wasn't thinking I should hide this from people or I didn't explain it to everyone. I just dove straight in. Once yep. I was there, I was like all in. I could never have ignored it.
So the year is 2016. Mm-hmm. Closing your eyes now, thinking in your head, what's the song that pops into your mind when you think about that particular time? That kiss.
Oh. I don't have one. I'm sorry.
I'm going to pop something in and say she wanted Kylie Minogue.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Kylie. I don't know. No, can't. I can't associate a song with it. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's Dee here. Just jumping back in to say that this question and the lack of a suitable response clearly haunted Gabe for two full days. And she contacted me 48 hours after this interview saying that this track, All I Want Is To Be Your Girl by Holly Miranda, is the track that most reminds her of this time in her life. I mean, it took a while, yeah, but we got there. You're just like, bang, boom, kiss this girl. I'm a big old leso.
Yeah.
Had you already been using the gay Bergen joke?
Yes, yes.
So you've been using that before you were a gay Bergen?
Yes. And that's the thing about comedy is you've always got to commit to the bit. And I thought, this is a great joke. How could I make it better? And I went, I know. I'll start being with women. Yeah, gay Bergen, that's me. It's not much fun in high school, though.
No.
Does help me.
Oh,
pick
it's
up
been
women
going
now.
For a long, long while.
Yeah, I got gay Bogan in high school.
Oh, self-fulfilling prophecy.
I know.
Okay, so you've come out, the first person you tell.
I think my housemate, because she was coming to a party at our house the next day. And my best friend at the time, I knew he would have a bit of a brain explosion about it because the smallest detail he has a conniption about. So I didn't actually tell him and then he never comes to my parties, but because I wasn't answering his phone calls, he came over to the party to see what was happening and he saw me sitting with that girl and he sat next to me and we're all just all talking and then she went into the toilet and he just looked at me and he was like, are you a lesbian now? So that's kind of how it came out. I was just at a party and people were like, oh, Gabe's with the girl. But I didn't tell my family straight away.
Yeah, so how did it go with your mother? Because I imagine that would have been the...
Yeah, it was really disappointing actually because I wanted a bit of drama and I wanted a bit of attention and she was pretty cool with it. In fact, I think that the third thing she said to me was, would you like some champagne? So it's not great for my comedy career. You know, I wanted a story.
And you need hardship.
I need hardship and suffering and she was pretty cool about it. I thought she would be, but I just thought she'd be a bit upset that her dream for me wasn't going to turn out as she expected.
Well, you've doubled your chances of having children, of course.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Know, I mean, that's the thing about being a late in life lesbian. If you've missed your chance,
yeah,
biologically,
find yourself
young lesbians lady. Will do it. You've gone from your 16-year relationship, you've had another little dabble with the Tinder guy, and then you've kissed a girl and gone, bing, bang, boom, I'm lesbian. Was there any sort of bisexual leanings, or did you think, oh, this might make me bisexual now?
No. One of the things that I've thought about why I was with a guy for so long or didn't acknowledge my lesbianism is because I kind of turned myself off sexually. Like I just flicked a switch and I just wasn't thinking about that kind of stuff. And I feel like I'd really just switched myself off. So when I was with the male form, I was just not really connected to it and not into it. And then once I realized what it was actually like to be into someone you're with, then I was like, yeah, this is definitely what I'm into. Like there was never any, oh, I really like being with guys and I really like being with women. When I was with guys, I was like, meh.
Would you say that you experienced a second adolescence?
Yes.
Did you go hard?
Still going hard.
Well, it's only 4 years, 5 years, isn't it?
No. And I'm still very obsessed with sex. After not acknowledging it for my whole of my life, now I'm a bit of a sex pest, I'll be honest.
When you came out, how do you think it affected you, impacted you professionally and financially?
Interesting. Being in the comedy scene, being queer is not anything different even. It's just really accepted. It's not a problem. Though being in comedy, I felt, and I wanted to, but I felt I had to talk about it. So I had to get my story out there. And that's what you do as a comedian. You kind of open up your inner thoughts to a room and potentially try and make people laugh with your own suffering. So I guess too soon I was trying to express what was going on in my head. Maybe to my detriment, maybe not. I just analysed it all too much too soon. But also being in a comedic kind of environment, people are always willing to talk to you about it. And a lot of people ask questions that are maybe a bit personal. And it's just like a lot of discussion and also just like a lot of roasting as well in the comedy world. All comedians, we give each other a lot of grief. So, yeah, I copped it pretty hard, especially for my friend Dave, who he just couldn't go 10 minutes without bringing up the fact that I was a lesbian. And even after lockdown, I caught up with him and he was just still 5 years later going on about it. And I said to him, oh, Dave, it's really weird. No one's reminded me that I'm a lesbian for the last 6 months. It's like it just didn't come up. And then so professionally, it was a huge part of my identity.
It gave you a lot of material. Presumably.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, that was good.
You would have come out at a time when we had it felt like a big influx of lesbian comics. Like it seemed to me everyone was talking about
Lizzo
stuff.
Yeah, well, it was during the plebiscite as well. So, yeah, there was a lot of discussion. So, potentially, I got a few extra gigs. You know, like, sometimes it's nice to be helping with diversity because you get a few extra gigs being a woman and a lesbian.
Do you think you would have fared better as a heterosexual comic?
Very good point. I think it gives you some advantages, but it would give you disadvantages as well in that these days there's not many straight female comedians, so maybe you could get a diversity point for being a straight female comedian. I mean, there's not many of them, so I don't know.
You need to find more lesbian promoters, that's all.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
What about in terms of your friend circles and socially? Did it impact you, you know, to be 36 and coming out? Did you change your friend group sort of over time?
I guess over time, because I just relate to different people now. Interestingly, one thing I thought would change with my female friends is because I'm friends with a lot of guys and I feel like in the past it's always been like this assumed sexual chemistry between men and female that, you know, there's always this, oh, will they, won't they? And so I feel like that ruins heterosexual relationships, not sexual relationships, relationships. It's ruined them in my past. And I was worried that being a lesbian would ruin my friendship with female friends, but they just got over it straight away. It didn't, there's never been any dramas with my female friends. Like, oh, maybe she wants to sleep with, but yes, I guess my friendship circle has changed because I have a really close gay male friend now, which I didn't have before I came out. And I'm guessing within the joy community. So no, a lot more queer people than I did.
If somebody was listening to this and they're thinking about coming out, how important do you think it is to get into the LGBTQIA+ space, like to have friends in the community?
I think it's really important because you have friendships with people that aren't about your identity of being a lesbian. Like, I just talk to you and you're just D. And for us, I mean, we might discuss lesbian things.
We're talking about it right now.
Yes, but when we're just sitting there having a drink of tea because you are a teetotaler, we don't talk about
Oh, so you're a lesbian.
Yeah, but with my male friend Dave, it comes up every day.
Sometimes straight men want to acknowledge that they know a lesbian.
Mm.
Or they'll say, oh, this is my friend Dave, she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why does that even...
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
But I guess that's a way of being inclusive in some sort of weird
way. It is. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dave's always reminding me. I mean, I'm not homophobic. I didn't care when you came out. It's like, no, you didn't care, but we're still talking about it, aren't we?
It is your current obsession. Do you ever wish, Gabe, that you'd done it differently, that you had come out at a different stage of your life, or has this all led to the amazing woman we see before us?
Yes and no. It's the same. I wouldn't be who I am now if I hadn't have had the life that I've lived, but I also think, how good would it be to be like a young 20-year-old stud out there in the nightclubs? Because I was not getting any action growing up. Like, just guys weren't into me, and I think it's because they knew before I did that I am not into to boys. But I think it would be really good to be to have owned my sexuality when I was younger, so I could feel comfortable in it and just kind of had that normal evolution of relationships with women rather than just bumping against a wall with guys.
Is that what they do?
No, that's what it felt like for me, just bumping against the wall. I just would have liked to have been, you know, with my own age group and figuring out sexuality rather than...
Yeah, some women say they probably wouldn't have come out unless they'd had that life they've had. So, you know, it's hard to know. When you decided at 36 that you were going to come out, what was your biggest fear and did it happen?
I guess my biggest fear was that I couldn't be open in any relationship. So I'd been with a guy for a long time, as you know, and I just couldn't openly be myself in a relationship, sexually or emotionally. So I guess I was worried that I'd been in a broken relationship, that all my relationships would be a bit broken and not normal. Yeah, I guess when I came out, I said to the girl I was seeing at the time and the girl I'm seeing now, I don't want to play games anymore. Like, I just want to be like, this is it. This is who I am. This is what I think. Let's not beat around the bush anymore. So I just wanted... I feel like I'd never been open with people my whole life, both emotionally and sexually. And then, so now I'm just like, no holds bar. Mm. I just want to like put it all out there. This is what I'm into. This is who I am. This is what I think. Take it or leave it.
Which is a maturity thing, not necessarily a lesbian thing, but it's also about you being comfortable with your identity, because you can't do that kind of stuff if you're not comfortable with who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Gabe Hogan. I'm 41 years old. I identify as a lesbian. I came out in 2016, which I was 36 years old.
What's your relationship with your siblings? Did they feel impacted by it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. I guess I was really blown away with my siblings. Of my family, my mum, my sister and my brother, I told my sister first because I wanted my mum to have a sounding board when I told her. So I told my sister first. She was fine about it. Was surprised, which surprised me because I thought it was quite obvious. She was fine, but then she said to me that my brother might be weird, and she said, would you like me to tell my brother? And I thought, that's really weird because I didn't think my brother would react weirdly. So then I told my mum. My mum was fine about it. She didn't need a sounding board. And then I did a bit of an experiment with my brother. I was going to go over and tell him, but I wanted to text him before I got there so I had time for him to kind of compute it, because my sister said, your brother will say something trying to be funny and hurt you and cause offense. So I was going to go over to my brother's house. He cancelled. He went to the Grand Prix instead.
Okay, yeah.
I messaged my brother and said, oh, pity I can't come over because I wanted to tell you that I've met someone. I'm really, really happy and he is a girl. And then I said, but I'm really happy and blah, 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 blah. And my brother's response via text was, gay. And then he wrote back, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. I don't know if it's because I'm at the Grand Prix and Ronaldo's winning, but I've got a tear in my eye. It was like the sweetest thing ever. So, and he was just like, super happy for you. And I like the idea of doing it by text because there's time for him to contemplate what his response would be before he just blurted it out.
Yeah.
Like it's full. Anyway, I love my brother for it so much.
That's great. Mm. Hey, the dude that you were with for 16 years.
Yeah.
Are we in touch, or did you tell him, or did he just figure it out?
I assume he's figured it out years later, because we do have friends from the past that are in common, and I'm obviously quite vocal about it online and stuff like that. So I assume he's found out, but I've never had a conversation with him about it.
He's probably hiding at the back of all of your gigs,
yeah,
do you think?
Yes.
All of your gigs.
Probably.
Where can I catch the next on stage, Gabe Hogan?
Well, I'm catching the 86 home and I've got my microphone with me. So anywhere from Bourke Street to High Street in Thornbury.
Great.
In the next 10 minutes.
You've been listening to another Joy podcast with me, Dee Mason, made possible through the generous support of Lesbians Incorporated Australia. Massive thanks to Gabe Hogan for her time and her wit. Please keep your eyes out for Gabe Hogan on the comedy circuit once things get back up and running in Comedy Melbourne. There are another 3 episodes in this series on Later in Life Lesbians, so please do seek them out wherever you found this podcast. If you want to find out more about Lesbians Inc. Australia, you can visit linkgrants.org.au or find them on Facebook at linkgrants. That's L-I-N-C grants. If you want to hear more from Joy Podcast, please head to joy.org.au/podcasts. And this has been another Joy Podcast. Don't forget to tune your radio to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.